All right, so we're going to dive right into part two here. Where we left off, we're right about to introduce Super Nintendo World. We just took way too long to talk about it in our last episode. So instead, we are going to dive in with part two right now. All right, last piece, Epic Universe talk. Tyler, you're aware that they're building a new theme park down the road?
Yeah, I said that in the beginning.
All right, just checking.
There's a lot of news, but we're just going to focus on the most recent one.
Also from Universal Corporate Communications. Discover a new way to play. Universal Orlando Resort unveils exciting new details about its most colorful and interactive experience yet. Super Nintendo World coming to Universal Epic Universe in 2025. Guests can step into a world of beloved Nintendo characters featuring Mario, Luigi, Princess Peach, Toad, and for the first time in the U.S., Donkey Kong. The innovative and immersive Super Nintendo World opened at Universal Studios Japan in 2021 and Universal Studios Hollywood in 2023 to rave consumer and critical reviews. Next year, guests can jump into the action of their favorite video games when Super Nintendo World makes its much-anticipated debut at Universal Orlando Resort as one of five imaginative worlds at the all-new Epic Universe theme park. Developed in partnership between the visionaries of Universal Creative and Nintendo, the vibrant land combines iconic Nintendo characters with Universal's renowned craft of creating innovative theme park experiences to deliver a multi-sensory environment where guests can experience the fun and adventure of Nintendo games in a whole new way. Enter the iconic green pipe. It all begins the moment guests enter the portal to Super Nintendo World, which will transport them through the iconic green tube into the immersive land. As guests emerge from the pipe, vibrant scenery and exciting kinetic energy sound them as they are greeted by the familiar sights and sounds they've experienced on their Nintendo game consoles. From the towering Mount Beanpole and majestic Peach's Castle to the swaying piranha plants, pacing Goombas, spinning coins, question blocks, and more. Inside Super Nintendo World, guests will be able to explore Super Mario Land, where they'll enjoy adventures alongside Mario, Luigi, Princess Peach, and other characters, and Donkey Kong Country, will there encounter thrills featuring Donkey Kong, Diddy Kong, and other members of the Kong family. Holly, please take over.
Super Mario Land. The colorful landscapes of the Mushroom Kingdom come to life in Super Mario Land, where guests can experience Mario Kart, Bowser's Challenge. Guests are invited to join Team Mario and battle Team Bowser for the Golden Cup in this groundbreaking attraction that fuses augmented reality, projection mapping technology, and elaborate environments to bring the fun of the Mario Kart video game series to life in a compelling ride-through experience. Guests up for the challenge will enter through Bowser's Castle, where they'll wind its corridors and get a glimpse of Bowser's deceptive plans to stack the odds in his favor before boarding their cart and heading to the starting line. Then guests steer through a variety of Mario Kart courses, collecting coins, tossing shells at Team Bowser, dodging obstacles, and more as they join their favorite characters and compete to help Team Mario win the race. Yoshi's Adventure. The delightful Yoshi's Adventure attraction will make its U.S. debut when Super Nintendo World opens at Universal Epic Universe. On this family-friendly ride, guests of all ages will enjoy breathtaking views of Super Mario Land as they join Yoshi's and travel through Mushroom Kingdom landscapes in search of glowing eggs, encountering many familiar characters along the way. Toadstool Cafe. At Toadstool Cafe, guests can enjoy a variety of tasty dishes inspired by the world of Super Mario and its characters, including Mario and Luigi-themed burgers, Super Mushroom Soup, Piranha Plant Caprese, Fire Flower Spaghetti, and meatballs, and so much more. Guests will also get glimpses of several toads cooking up culinary creations through various virtual windows as they dine inside this restaurant, which Minions Cafe should have had. Yoshi's Snack Island and Turbo Boost Treats. Guests can also pick up delicious treats, snacks, and beverages at these walk-up dining locations. 1UP Factory and Mario Motors. Guests can shop for souvenirs, apparel, toys, and more inspired by their favorite Super Mario characters and adventures within these retail locations. And finally, meet and greets. Guests can meet and greet and interact with Mario, Luigi, Princess Peach, and Toad throughout various eras in Super Mario Land. Then, in addition, Donkey Kong Country. Tyler, listen to this. At the edge of Super Mario Land, guests will discover an entrance that leads them to Donkey Kong Country, where they'll explore the lush tropical landscape from the video game series, complete with tall trees, waterfalls, landmarks such as the Golden Temple, and more. Here, guests can enjoy... Are you listening?
I am.
Minecart Madness. Guests will hop into a minecart and careen through the jungle to help Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong protect the coveted golden banana on its first-of-its-kind family coaster. Utilizing an unprecedented ride system, innovative technology, and a unique coaster design, Minecart Madness will send riders on a thrilling adventure where they will experience the jaw-dropping maneuvers that they've seen Donkey Kong and the minecarts perform in the video games, including getting blasted out of a barrel, seemingly jumping over gaps as they speed along a rickety track, and so much more. A selection of tropical menu and merchandise offerings in the middle of the jungle, all inspired by Donkey Kong Country video game franchise and its characters. More details will be shared in the coming months.
Okay. I like Super Mario. I played the games a little bit as a kid. I'm not like a major Nintendo guy, but I can definitely appreciate it. My experience with Donkey Kong, I really haven't played much Donkey Kong, but I have used him in Super Mario Strikers and in Mario Baseball.
That counts for something.
And I am... Oh, I think I would put this land at number 2 on my hype list. This sounds amazing. And that's no shade to Nintendo Land, by the way. I just... Dark universe, man. Dark universe. But this sounds unbelievable. And the fact that we're getting Donkey Kong Country is like icing on the cake. Honestly, I think I'm more excited for that than Super Mario Land. And that looks amazing, too.
I know. I guess, like, I didn't really realize that we were getting Donkey Kong Country.
I knew we were getting the coaster. Yeah. I tried to stay away from Epic stuff until it was...
Official.
Yeah.
Yeah. The photo for this, or I guess illustration, looks so stinking cool for Donkey Kong Country. This part where, like, the minecart is going through the barrel up over this waterfall, it's going to look like it's hopping over this waterfall. It looks so, so stinking cool. Tyler, look.
Oh, wow.
So the arm for the cart is underneath it. So it's going to look like you're hopping the track.
Oh, okay. Huh.
It's going to be really, really cool. I just can't wait to be in that land and, like, from the ground watching the cart hop over that.
Yeah, I think that, I don't know, I just think that this land looks so immersive. I think, like, this is peak immersion.
It has to be.
Bowser's castle is going to be unbelievable. I'm not so excited about the Mario Kart ride I am not as excited about the Mario Kart ride as I am for the queue, honestly. Bowser's castle looks so awesome.
Yeah. I've heard that the queue in Hollywood is ridiculous.
Yes. I'm ready for this.
So it looks like the one in Japan.
Yeah, it's going to be similar. I think it's going to be bigger than the one in Hollywood?
I mean, it has to be. They don't have a Donkey Kong Country, I don't believe. They're getting the coaster, but don't quote me. I'm not a Universal Hollywood guy.
I think that the Super Nintendo World is probably one of the best things that they're doing, because the amount of people, the amount of Nintendo kids and who are adults now, and the people who love Nintendo now who are kids, that's just...
Right.
You're feeding into so many different ages.
Yeah, all age groups. My dad played Mario. I played Mario. Kids today still love it.
I still play it. And I'm, you know.
Yeah. Well, the Super Mario Brothers movie was a massive hit.
Mm. Right.
I kind of figured they were going to do something like that, though, in general. Because, I mean, the one in Japan seemed so successful that, you know, I don't know. Are they doing anything? Do they have one in... Universal California, the California one?
Yeah, so when we said this is like what they have in Universal Hollywood, we said several times.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Japan.
Oh, no, that would be Universal Japan.
No, it looks ridiculous. And all of it just looks so, I don't know, and like it just looks fake.
It does
when you
look
see
fake,
pictures of it, like
of
the
but that's what it's
going to
look like.
Yeah, it is. It's for, because this animated one is like probably actually what it's going to look like in real life.
I'm getting excited. I can't believe we're going to go there in 2025 just to make our audience happy, but I am excited.
I'd love to see the queue times for
that's what I'm saying, man. Like, honestly, if not for this show, I'm not going near it till 2027.
Mm. How bad do you think it's gonna be?
What do you think the worst it could be is? It's worse than that.
They're gonna have to cap it. They're gonna have to cap admission.
Right. And I think they would put like a virtual queue or something in.
Hold on. When you talk about capacity for these parks almost never actually reach their max capacity because they're actual max capacity is so it's so mind-bogglingly high you wouldn't be able to do anything.
Yeah, but
that's their like self-imposed capacity.
But the thing is too is even if I'm Universal, I don't want massive lines because then no one's going to enjoy it, no one's going to come back, and everyone's going to be aggravated.
Well, their whole thing too,
that's why I think virtual lines will happen.
Well, yeah, I mean that's a possibility for sure, because the more time spent in line, the less time spent buying things. At the same time, you do need stuff that eats crowds, because you can't have everyone out in the actual park. You need some people in lines.
You know what I think would be a really good idea though? Going to either Universal Studios or Islands of Adventure when this opens, because everybody is going to flock to those.
Holly said that, and I disagree, because what we've seen in so many industries, including this one, when you increase capacity, you also increase demand. And so, like, yes, it is another park, and yes, that means that there's more space for people to spread out, but it's also a massively popular park. So because of that, it's just going to attract more people to Orlando. Now, I definitely agree that you could see some dips in attendance at Islands and Studios, depending on the time of year, depending on the day, whatever. I definitely think that's a possibility. However, I think that this park is actually going to draw more people because it's going to turn Universal into something that you have to spend two or more days doing. So many people try to jam Islands of Adventure and Universal Studios into one day. We did it back in 2016.
Right.
That's what they try to do. Yeah. You can't do that when there's another park down the road now as big as Epic. And the thing is, Tyler, I don't know, because I know like you're kind of new on the whole Epic thing here. There are expansion pads, for individual rides, and then there's room for additional lands at this park. They have the ability to make this park much bigger than what it is, and it's already going to open up with 5 very immersive, very large lands.
The current footprint is the size of Islands and Studios together, right?
I think it's like somewhere in that range.
That's crazy. Yeah. So you probably couldn't even do the whole park in a day.
But I don't think... I could be wrong.
I don't know.
And I'm not looking it up, because just tell me if I'm wrong, people. I do believe that includes the whole footprint.
Okay. Not just the theme park.
I don't think it's just limited to the theme parks.
Okay.
I see this as becoming a place where people now stay more often. People are going to come and they're going to spend 2 or 3 or 4 days here instead of 1 or 2.
You think that'll take away from Disney attendance?
It's
because people who go, because the big thing is if you go to Florida, usually people like to go to both parks, but some people can only really have time for one park. You think the opening of a brand new park like that with all of these things could just pull people who are looking at taking vacations to Florida and go only to Universal?
Let me answer your question with a question. What is the only type of movie that seems to be getting made right now?
Remakes.
Terrible movies.
Remakes, reboots, sequels. People cannot let go of the past. Should this definitely cut into Disney's market share? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Is this going to be some sort of knockout punch to Disney? No, people are inherently resistant to change. And people will just... People keep going to Disney now. And like throughout the pandemic, Disney was just nickel and diming and treating their customers like garbage. And unfortunately, I think that Universal has started doing some lousy things in the last year. Hopefully that changes once Epic starts printing them money. I have some faith. But like people will go to Disney regardless, and they have some things coming in the pipeline, not to the extent of Epic, but like I don't think that all of a sudden Universal becomes Disney and Disney like fades into like the post 9/11 obscurity that was Universal for a long time.
Well,
like,
so you don't think that Universal will become an even bigger competitor to Disney?
No, that's not. Isn't that what I?
Well, no, but you're saying that Disney won't. Not new Disney. You're saying that Universal won't become the new Disney. Right?
I'm saying that Universal is probably not going to overtake Disney, because so many Disney people are just. They have to go to Disney. Yeah.
I think they're still going to have their own space. Like people want to go to Disney for the magic, seeing their little kids, look at the castle and buy the Mickey ears and all of that, which is fine. And I think Universal is going to pull maybe more of like the 9, 10, 11 year olds that are still like, they like Mario, you know, How to Train Your Dragon, Jurassic Park, all of that. And they want to like adventure and like do that stuff.
Tyler, well, what I'm saying is, if someone
question, are you familiar with first mover advantage in business?
Like whoever does something first is.
Yeah. So basically, the thought is this: if you're the first person to move into an industry, you are the tone setter. You're the first impression that people will have of whatever the new thing is that you're offering, and you also get to decide how it works. Disney has that advantage. They were the first one on the scene. They made the imprint on the public. They decided how it would work, the scope, all of that. Everyone else who came in as a secondary mover, they get the benefit of seeing what worked and what didn't and going from there. But the thing that will always keep Disney relevant is the fact that it was first and it is so firmly imprinted in people's minds. I know people who have been to Universal and Disney in the last year. Put it this way. People go to Universal and they go to Disney, right? On the same trip.
Right.
What do they call that trip? Most people.
Disney trip.
Disney trip. We call it a Universal trip. But most people call it a Disney trip.
Right. Well, the thing that I'm interested is, do you think people who are going to take like 1 week vacations, right, to go to these they go on a vacation for a week, that the plan was, oh, we're going to go to 4 Disney parks and then we're going to go to Universal for a day. Do you think that that kind of changes and they are like, oh, we'll only go to 2 Disney parks and then we'll go to Universal for 3 days or something like
that? I definitely think if somebody's doing 7 days, I think you're going to see more 4 and 3s, 4 Disney, 3 Universals, than you ever have before. Right now, it's very 6-1, 5-2 heavy. You'll start to see 4-3s and in even 3-4s. Some people are very like attached to their Disney hotels too. So even if they're doing like a Universal trip, they might try to stay with their Disney booking. Split stays will also be a thing. This is definitely going to cut into Disney's market share. There's no way it won't. But as much as I want it to, like, I don't, like, this is not going to knock Disney out the box. You know what I mean?
No.
Right.
It's going to knock them on their heels. But I also think that that's a good thing. Competition breeds innovation. Like, if you're a theme park fan, this is a win. Disney making good stuff is a win. Even if you hate Disney, even if you would never go, Disney making good stuff is a win because it forces Universal to make better stuff.
I do think, if anything, Disney's got to be scared of how fast this is happening.
Well, Universal didn't really do too much before this. That's the thing.
It would have been faster if not for the pandemic. This thing was supposed to open last year.
That's right.
It was originally 2023. Yeah.
What do you mean they're not doing anything? Like they Universal Velocicoaster.
Yeah, they put in big things, but it's like, oh, they put in new rides, and like Disney's already putting in new rides, but making a whole new park with
the last new park in Orlando was Islands of Adventure in 1999.
Yeah, but my point is that Disney hasn't made any new park. All they've done is made new rides.
I thought that was what you were saying about anyway. I think you tripped yourself up in your own argument, and I love it.
No, because my point is that Universal didn't, like, they haven't really done anything too big since their last expansion of another park. And it took a little while, but Disney, if you think about it, Disney hasn't done anything but put new rides in their parks. But I think that putting new rides in your park,
Galaxy's Edge,
I don't think that even comes close to as much money as a whole nother park with five different lands and all this, like the hotel that they have. And I think that that's just, I think it's a game changer. I think.
No, because Universal could only afford the whole new park by taking away the ability to have your merchandise brought to the studio store at the front, right? Haha, just kidding.
No.
All right, we've gotten way too far, and this episode has run long, and Holly's so mad because she's going to have to edit it. On that note, Tyler, thank you for joining us. If you would like to continue the conversation, reach out to us on social media. Check out our Patreon if you'd like to support us, because we could really, really use the support because you guys are awesome. Check out Favorite Grampy Travels if you are looking to plan a trip. And as always, safe travels, explorers.